From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Monday, September 16th. The Chico City Council will decide tomorrow how to respond to a report by the Butte County Grand Jury on the city's homelessness crisis. As NSPR's Eric Adams reports, the city disagreed with many of the report's findings.
The grand jury report called the conditions at the city's alternative campsite appalling and recommended the city take more action to better address homelessness. Counselors directed staff to draft a response to those findings earlier this month. The draft says the city disagrees with the report's accusation that the alternative site's poor condition is the city's responsibility. It also directed staff to add that many of the grand jury's recommendations have been addressed. The city also refused to implement some of the jury's recommendations, like the request for the city to put together a committee to better interface with unhoused people. Other recommendations, it said, needed more analysis. Council members will review the draft and discuss whether to send it tomorrow. City staff told NSPR that there is no further action expected after the response is sent. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
The city of Chico is taking legal action to exit the Warren v. Chico settlement agreement, which governs how it responds to homelessness. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The city filed a motion in U.S. District Court last week seeking relief from some provisions in the Warren v. Chico settlement agreement. The city said a hearing is now scheduled for October 15th. The settlement agreement prevents the city from enforcing anti-camping ordinances against unhoused people unless adequate shelter is available, but a recent Supreme Court decision ruled that camping bans are constitutional, and the city says that ruling provides a basis for its recent legal action. City officials have long argued that the current limitations on enforcement are cumbersome, create a danger to private property, and compromise health and safety for residents. But in its end-of-year report, the Butte County Grand Jury was highly critical of the city's approach to homelessness. It found the city was responsible for maintaining safe and sanitary conditions at its alternate camping site for unhoused residents and didn't do so. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
In similar news, a program at the Good News Rescue Mission in Reading is reuniting homeless residents with their families across the country. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
The program is called Journey Home. It helps connect people experiencing homelessness in Shasta County with friends or family in other areas who can support them. It's operated by the Good News Rescue Mission and helps transport the person to their new destination, usually by Greyhound bus. On its website, the Rescue Mission says it vets the friends or family members ahead of time and follows up with the individual after the move to help them make the transition. According to reporting by the Reading Record Searchlight, the Journey Home program has transported over 600 people since it launched in 2015. Many went elsewhere in California, while others went to Washington, Oregon, and even to Florida. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
Shasta County will also receive nearly $30 million more in opioid settlement funds over the next 15 years. Supervisors are still debating what to do with the funds they've already received. Shasta County, along with other municipalities across the country, received the settlement funds in a 2018 lawsuit against pharmaceutical companies whose actions contributed to the opioid epidemic. The county has already received nearly $10.5 million from the settlement. They will get around $28 million more. According to reporting from Shasta Scout, supervisors heard presentations on how to use the funding during its board meeting last week. The county's administrative office recommended money be put towards emergency shelter, transitional housing, and expanded sober living facilities. The news outlet reports the chair of the board proposed forming an ad hoc committee to consider the best uses for the money. Supervisors requested legal counsel look into whether acting supervisors can join the committee and will reopen the discussion once they receive more information. So far, the county has begun distributing $300,000 toward the Shasta Substance Abuse Coalition, a county program focused on educating residents about substance abuse. In other news, the cost of electricity is about to be even more expensive for Pacific Gas and Electric customers. NSPR's Adia White reports the California Utility Commission approved another rate hike for the utility company at its meeting last week.
Dozens of ratepayers told the commission they already can't afford their bills.
I'm a student. I cannot afford to pay more for my electricity.
We simply cannot afford these insane bills. We need help.
I cannot continue to afford to provide electricity and gas for my family. So again, when is enough going to be enough?
That was Arisa Coons, Jesse Moore, and Erica Evans, customers of PG&E who spoke during public comment, asking the CPUC not to approve a rate hike that would add an average of $6 to monthly bills. Another customer, George Stevens, said high rate hikes have cut into how much money he has for his medications.
This month, I couldn't afford both my PG&E bill and my diabetes medicines, so I chose to go without my long-term insulin and my blood sugar test strips to pay the utility bill. I've been blindly guessing how much short-term insulin I've needed and hoped for the best. My blood sugar actually dropped before this call, and I didn't know it because I don't have any way of monitoring it. Stop the rate hikes. I need insulin.
Commissioners approved the rate increase without discussion. PG&E told NSPR the rate increase will go into effect October 1st. It said it was necessary to help it recover from winter storms and invest in ongoing wildfire mitigation projects, and that it is working to stabilize bills. On top of rate increases, many North State residents endured record-breaking heat this summer that hiked energy costs further. The Reading Record Searchlight reports Reading hit 119 degrees this July, the hottest temperatures ever recorded in the city. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
Finally, Californians will determine the fate of 10 propositions this November, including whether to borrow $20 billion for climate programs and school construction, whether to approve 3 amendments to the state constitution, and what direction to take on crime, healthcare, and taxes. If you want to learn more about these propositions, join us at the station tomorrow evening. CalMatters will be here to discuss those propositions. The event is tomorrow at 6 p.m. at NSPR. We're located at 35 Main Street in downtown Chico. You can also get a studio tour. RSVP on our website, mynspr.org. And those are your headlines for Monday, September 16th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Norgrove.